Well, she was the star of the show again yesterday, Winxed. It doesn't matter what happens in a race, she just finds a way to win. And it's heart-stopping, but see what it's like for the owner. Debbie Kapitis has been good enough to join us bright and early on a Sunday morning. And Deb, is that the right word to use it? Heart-stopping at times?
Most definitely. And good morning, Ray and Jimmy. It's, you just hold your breath, actually, and think, oh, gosh, there's something wrong. Mm. And then, oh, gosh.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
And there are a few other expletives going through my mind at times, but.
You may well have answered this, but I was going to ask you, were you worried? But I've got no doubt that you were. At what point do you stop worrying? There seems to be four strides there that she takes, and it just puts everything to bed.
Oh, it does. It does. You know, at the 1,000 meters, you're sort of like, oh dear,
yeah,
what's going on? And then, you know, like before you know it, she gets to sort of the outside of horses, and it's like something goes, well, you know, like, this is not where I want to be.
Yeah.
And she's gone, and she's you know, taking ground off them and going past them. Mm.
Debbie, I think the most relaxed man yesterday on track was Chris Waller, and he sort of said after the race, look, she still run great time, she still won easily. He seemed more relaxed than anybody.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to talk to Chris much with his voice. You sort of don't push him. He has, like all of us, we have a hell of a lot of faith in that horse. Mm-hmm. And if she doesn't win, there's something there. But look, she just, I have no idea what it is. Mm-hmm. She's just a freak, and you just are in awe mm-hmm. of what she does. Mm.
Ray Thomas has a couple of theories. I'll run them by you.
The hard tracks,
Debbie, has an impact on her. The earmuffs, and she thinks she might just be in a barrier trial until she, as you say, gets around the horses and says, hang on a minute, there's a big crowd up there.
Yeah, you could see that. That does make sense. It's hard to know. But, both of those, we've all thought that.
Yeah.
And we would all probably agree with Ray, definitely agree with him. But look, you can't second guess what's happening. Mm. You just have to watch what happens. Mm. You have to go with what you feel is the right thing for the horse on the day. It's her welfare that's the most important in the end of everything. And she seems fine.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything detrimental. She pulled up well. You just have to believe what you see, which is very unbelievable at times.
Yeah. The other thing too, Debbie, is her next start, most likely where that race will be, is probably not 100% certain yet, but more than likely the Craven Plate.
Mm.
That's 2,000 metres. I think that looks to be her distance range now. So when she gets into back up to that trip, that'll help her as well.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Mm. And she's never had three big runs.
Yeah.
And they have been hard runs.
Mm-hmm.
Even if she hasn't shown that it's taken anything out of her, she has put her heart and soul into every one of those runs. So three runs spaced 2 weeks apart, that is a big ask for her. And she's coped with it very well. So now she's got the time to have a small break and collect herself and just, you know, recoup. And go on with it then. Mm. So, yes, no definite plans as her next run. There's just definite plans. She's not running in 2 weeks. She's having that extra time.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure things are going to plan, but it's all working out.
Still winning. Still winning well.
Yeah. And, Debbie, we really appreciate your time on a Sunday morning.
Thank you. Plans never go right in racing.
Exactly. Yeah. Except when it comes to winnings, of course, she keeps winning,
yeah,
Deb.
She
so
keeps
that's
winning.
The main.
That's right.
She does.
Good on you, Debbie.
Thank you, Deb.
Debbie Kapitis there.
And woohoo.
Go Winxy. Go Winxy. But what a ride.
Oh,
what a ride for the owners. Just incredible.
It's a magic carpet for all of us, really. Anyone who loves
well,
racing
that's
and
true.
Sport.
That's true.
A magic carpet.
Yeah,
ride.
We all feel like we're part of it,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah.